Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. All my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Oh, starting the first show off of 2020 with a classic and John Denver, Country Roads. Welcome to Sound and Country Vision with me, your host Tessa Snart on Siren Radio. We have the lovely Leanie Jane and my mum in the studio with us.
Hello, everybody.
This is becoming quite a regular thing. And we've got brand new guests on the show today and brand new tunes to kickstart the year off. So later on in the show, we're going to be speaking to a lovely man called Nick, and he's part of a band called The Kendall Connection. Nick Kendall, he founded it. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll be speaking to music student and new on the scene, singer-songwriter Charlie Kappa. He's already featured on the Midweek Drive show on Siren Radio, so we're going to be chatting to him in a minute. He's very Sam Fender-like. I know Sam Fender's big on the music scene at the moment, so we're going to play a Sam Fender number to get you into the spirit. So before we get Charlie on the line, here is Sam Fender and Hypersonic Missiles.
Dutch kids hot balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches illuminate the business park. I eat myself to death, feed the corporate machine. I watch the movies, recite every line and scene. God bless America and all of its allies. I'm not the first to live with wool over my eyes. So blissfully unaware of everything. Kids in Gaza are bombed and I'm just out of it. Look, tensions out the world are rising higher. We're probably due another war with all desire. I'm not smart enough to change a thing. questions, don't you ask a thing.
Sam Fender there, Hypersonic Missiles. Now, anybody tuning into the show now might think we've gone mad. Not very country, but we've kind of taken a different approach to the first show of 2020, and we've gone a bit indie rock, rock throughout the show. But don't worry, there's still country tunes. But anyway, it's time to bring our first guest onto the show. He is on the line. Charlie Capper, welcome. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Really good, thanks. Did you like that tune? We picked that one out for you.
Yeah, I did really like that one.
I know you like Sam Fender.
Yeah, I do. I like him a lot.
Now, obviously, you've recently featured on the Midweek Drive with my lovely, yes, actually, producer here, Alex, on his show. And we wanted you on this show as well. Obviously, I discovered you when you was playing at a Christmas concert at my local school that I went to. Can I mention it? Arthur Mellows? There is other schools, but Arthur Mellows.
Yeah, it deserves a mention.
Deserves a mention. And obviously you performed there with a band, and it was incredible. And I know you know my mum, and you'll know her as Mrs. Snart, and she is actually, yes, in the studio with us today.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Hello, Alex. I'm surprised.
I'm calling him Alex now. Charlie.
Charlie.
It's because I'm sitting right opposite the delectable Alex, you see. He's looking straight at me.
He's getting lots of mentions today. He's got a smile on his face. Yeah, so obviously we saw you perform there, and yeah, incredible. And then kind of met you afterwards, and we talked, didn't we? And we've got you on, yeah, the show. So just give us a little bit of a background into your music history. When did you start playing, and how did you get into it all?
Well, I started playing guitar first. I've been playing guitar for 6 or 7 years. I think I was 10 or 11, I can't quite remember, so it's either 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
But I had a few little lessons, but I didn't really like them. And then it wasn't until I was a bit later on where I went to my mum's school, because she's a teacher as well.
Yeah.
And there was like the equivalent of a Christmas concert, but at Easter. And there were two guys singing and playing guitar. I think they must have been about my age now. And I just looked at them and I thought, you know, that's really cool. I reckon I could do that. So that's when I picked it up properly and started doing it. Well, not when I say properly, it's still not amazing, but practiced and did more, and then played guitar for 2 years, joined a band, still with those guys, still did quite a bit. But then more recently, at the start of the summer holidays, because we had the, I'd just done my GCSE, so I had quite a long time off, I thought I'd start doing music by myself, actually after listening to all of the Sam Fender stuff, because I thought he's doing that by himself, but with a band, which is what I'm after. And I just sort of copied him from there, and well, not really, but
yeah, it took influence. Definitely, and you can hear that. And I mean, you as you say, you produce all your stuff. I know you're doing music, aren't you? You're only 17, so you're still very young.
17, yeah.
And studying sort of music technology, is that right?
Yes, so yeah. I do music technology, music performance, and creative media at school. Yeah.
So all the production, because your track that we're going to play in a few minutes, Streetlights. That's all self-produced, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, I did that after school with one of the music teachers. We spent about an hour and a half on it. I spent a bit longer by myself, so it didn't. And then for Christmas as well, I got my own recording stuff at home, so I've been recording more and more songs, which I'm going to hopefully put somewhere soon.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, must get on all the digital streaming platforms, as I know you're working on. So, Streetlights, is this the first song that you've written?
Yes.
The very first?
Yes. So I'd written songs before for the other band, but this is the first song written for me, sort of by me, if that makes sense.
Brilliant. Did you have a question, Mum?
Yeah. Is there anybody else in your family, Charlie, that is musical or plays an instrument?
Well, my dad's incredibly musical. He's sort of sung on the West End and Edinburgh Fringe and everything.
Fantastic.
He's a music teacher. He's got his own like music school in Scotland that he runs. They do like a quadruple fret thingy for the stage. My mum's also a very good singer. My nan's an amazing pianist. My granddad's an alright singer, so it's always been... I can't remember not singing with my family, if that makes sense.
Runs our family, yeah. You kept that very quiet. You never said anything to me about that before.
Yeah,
nice to extract all that information from you.
I couldn't really clearly remember sitting on the piano stool with my nan, and she would sing Christmas carols, and I would sit next to her and swing my legs.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Lovely memories. All right, then. Well, I think we should give your track Streetlights a play.
I
think it's absolutely brilliant. I'm so glad that I come to the school concert with Mum. I'm glad you kind of introduced me to him, didn't you, really, Mum? Oh,
there was no way you was going to get away with it.
No,
had to bring him to your attention.
All right, stay on the line with us, Charlie, but here it is, Streetlights, Charlie Capper.
Tell me something, was it worth all of this? Heart-shaped boxes that melt in the mist. Try to breathe, but it hurts your chest. Broken souls on the internet. Life isn't easy. Got to get away, and it's on me. Time to realize dancing through our memories. Streetlights, one in a million cries at night. Got to escape, cause I want to get away. Do you want to get away? We rise, scared of the dark, we fight. Our lives, broken in pieces, I've got to get away. Do you want to get away? Let's wake up and face the news. Teenage daydreams and modern blues, you fake. Of being normal for a little while. Every mistake you've made, every game you've played, is a government conquest. Cause they're better than the rest. Gotta get away, and it's on me.
time to realise dancing through our memory. Streetlights, one in a million cries at night. Got to escape cause I want to get away. Do you want to get away? We run, scared of the dark, we fight. Our light, broken in pieces, I've got to get away. Do you want to get away? All out with your hands in my mouth. A secular success, but you're always second best. We'll figure this all out with your hands in my
Streetlights, Charlie Kappa, and he is on the line with us
now. That was so good. We really enjoy listening
Thank
to that. Mum's tapping her toes.
Oh,
over
I'm
here.
Singing away. I'm starting to learn the lyrics now.
Yeah, we do find ourselves singing along, actually. I tuned into the midweek drive when you was on when Alex played your track, and I was kind of singing along after that, wasn't I?
It's so catchy. Yeah. First time I heard it.
Okay, so obviously you're in the early stages of your music career. Is this something you really want to take serious and move on with now?
Yes, yeah, definitely. It's what I want to do in terms of I want to be doing like that, singing and playing guitar and performing as much as I can for a living. I'm not just, I don't know, it is what it is at the moment. Because I'm obviously just starting. I know it's a long, long, long road. I need to start somewhere, but I don't know. I feel like I'm started in a good place, and I'm working hard enough to hopefully get somewhere where people would be interested, and it's just really what I want to do.
Oh no, definitely you should continue, and get gigging, get those gigs.
I think you've got you've got the right people around you. You've got the right support. Yeah. You've got people, you know, in your family that can help you along, and working very hard, which I see you always doing.
That's the key, I think, isn't it, to success? Just practice and keep going. So I know you're working on getting that track and any other tracks that you're working on onto Spotify and iTunes, but. Yeah. Where can people go to keep up with you? I think you've got an Instagram account at the minute, haven't you?
Yeah, the only thing I have at the moment is an Instagram account, which is 520charlie, 520.charlie, that's it. But I've got a few videos of me sort of playing guitar, other bits and bobs. There's a few mentions of Streetlights on there. So if people want to do that, that's where I am. But I'm going to be doing more of that when the song is released as well, start of February.
Start of February, there you go. Start of February. Mm-hmm. And you heard it here first as well. Charlie Kappa has been on the show, you've heard.
Yeah.
So if you now go off and, you know, get really, really big.
Yeah,
just keep in touch with us so that we can, you know, follow you and see what you're doing, and that'd be great.
Oh, but I thank you for coming on the show as well. It's been really great to have you. And yeah, we'll have to have you back on when you've got your music out there and a few more tracks.
That would be brilliant. Send them our way.
Thank you. Take care.
How's your feet find their way to my dashboard? It's dangerous how you're looking back at me. I go from being in control to helpless. Spark it up beneath those old pine trees. She got the blue eyes with a faint smile that could keep this thing running all night. I tried real hard but don't think I can leave. So, oh baby, can you tell me I'm
time I tried, I'd make a long run. You're behind and catching up with me. But I don't think that I can make it solo. But I know that you're so damn bad for me. She got them blue eyes with a faint smile that can keep this thing running all night. I tried real hard, but don't think I can.
Danny McMahon's latest single there with Lonely. That's a very, you like that one, didn't you?
I really did enjoy that one, yeah. It was quite a good one, yeah.
All right. Coming up on the show, we're going to be speaking to Nick Kendall of the Kendall Connection Band. I'm looking forward to speaking to him. They've got a brand new album out, self-titled, so I can't wait to find out about that. But first, let's play another tune, Drive by Lockland.
'65 baby blue Ford has got me trucking down this cotton filled road. Fast or slow, honey, I don't care, as long as I'm anywhere, anywhere with you. 'Cause all I wanna do is drive, drive, drive. Hit the brakes, baby, jump in. No time to stop and we're gone again. Gravel flies, knocks the rust off the bed of my truck. We can ride this ride until the tough falls off. So come on, let's get lost. Lost in the way that you got me feeling, taking me places I've never been. You've given love a brand new meaning, like a tattoo on my skin. Can hear the beating of your heart. Mile markers let us know how far we've come and how far we're gonna go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's drive, drive. Tattoo on.
on my skin.
Lachlan's there with Drive. Love that one, a real goey one. And now on the line, we are joined by frontman guitarist and singer-songwriter of blues rockers band The Kendall Connection, Mr. Nick Kendall. Hello and welcome to Sound and Country Vision.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And where are you speaking from today? Where are
you? I am actually sitting in my studio in the Buckinghamshire countryside.
Oh,
so hopefully the signal will hold up.
No problem. We sometimes have a few signal issues ourselves, so don't worry. I know what it's like to be in the countryside. Gosh, I bet you've got a great view. Is it nice and sunny where you are?
I think it is outside. I don't have much of a great view because it's all soundproofed and completely closed in. So.
Oh, that's...
but there is a nice view outside, yeah, when I pick it up. Yeah.
I've just got to introduce, we've got Leanie Jane and actually my mum. It's quite a family show today in the studio with us, so she's here.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? You're
brilliant.
All right?
Not too bad at all.
It's great to have you with us. And I mean, now the Kendall Connection, I think, have been on the scene as a band since 2016. But I think you and your other lovely members, if you want to introduce them as well in a moment, you all started out as session musicians. And I think you've performed on stage with quite a few big names in the past.
Yeah, so that's kind of how we all met, really, was working in the session world, which is something we're all still doing. So we met in the West End, working on We Will Rock You as deaf musicians. So that's when you cover the kind of members of the show.
Oh,
so we were all deafing at the time. This is about 10 years ago. And we became friends through that. And then myself and the bass player, Greg Hagger, met on Jersey Boys in the West End, but we kind of all knew each other through gigs and things as well, and got to know each other and sort of really enjoyed playing together. You know, you play with a lot of different musicians as a session player, but you kind of know the guys that you have a kind of deeper connection with as a musician, and that kind of happened with the four of us. So the guys in the band, we've got Tom Clare on drums. We've got Steve Holness on keyboards, and as I said, on bass is Greg Hagger, and then myself, Nick Kendall.
Wow, I mean,
vocals and guitar.
Yeah, really, and the Jersey Boys and We Will Rock You. I've actually seen both of those on the West End. Amazing shows.
And oh, cool.
That's really cool to be a part of those two shows as well. I mean, yeah, really popular. I've had a listen to your new album, which is out now, I believe, isn't it? It was out released on the 10th of January.
That's right, yeah.
And it's self-titled, The Kendall Connection. And there's 12 tracks on there. 9, I believe, already released singles and 3 new, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So we sort of went an unconventional route. I mean, the music industry's changed so much over the last 20 years, obviously, from conventional albums and things to now, obviously, with the digital world, you can release, you know, tracks as and when you please. And I think that one of the things with the band was when I put it together in sort of late 2016, I knew with our deep session playing careers, trying to sort of lock down and do a full album in one go was not necessarily going to work for us at that time. So we thought, well, why don't we sort of get it going, record a few tracks, and as we record, we just kind of release music just to kind of, you know, let people know who we were. People know, we didn't want to put all our effort into it. Oh, did you lose me?
You lost you for 2 seconds there, but it's all right, you're back with us.
Sorry.
You're all right.
So I was just saying, so we thought we'd just kind of release tracks on an ongoing basis to get the band off the ground kind of thing. So that's what we did. And then we sort of, it'd be good to put that out as a full-length release also so we can sell, you know, CDs on gigs and for reviews and those kind of purposes. So that's what we've done.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And I think I've listened to this album. Every single track is brilliant, and they're all so different. And I hear so many influences in there. And I know I've read up about you, and people have plucked like Brad Paisley, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pink Floyd. But do you know, I also hear Earth, Wind and Fire in some of the musical arrangements. I mean, it's absolutely, you're going to love this. Mum, you really are.
I'm really looking forward to hearing it. We're going to
play a couple of tracks off of the album. We're going to start with Breathe. So I think we should take a listen to that first. If you stay on the line, and we'll come back to you after this. So this is Breathe, the Kendall Connection.
Breathe, your first breath. 9 months waiting to be laid upon her chest. I said, take your first step. Will you go? What will you stand for in this world? Speak the first word. Or will you say when you question all the rules? So learn, don't be a fool. The greatest lessons can't be learned from any book. I see the wonder in your eyes, the starlight illuminates your smile, and it's midnight, yet the sun shines from your eyes, day turns to night, night turns to day somewhere.
There we go, the Kendall Connection and Breathe. Fantastic. What did you just say about that?
Yeah, I could hear tones of level 42 in there. Loving the guitar in that. That was brilliant. I was big, big fan of Level 42.
Excellent.
Yeah. And if you've just joined us on the show, we have frontman guitarist and singer-songwriter and founder, I believe, hence the name, of blues rockers band The Kendall Connection. And that was one of their tracks off of their brand new debut album, self-titled The Kendall Connection. Fantastic. I love the arrangements in that song as well.
Yeah, that was brilliant arrangements in that, I have to say.
I don't know whether I do have a favourite, but I guess I've picked my two favourite on the CD, Breathe, and we're going to be playing Sign of the Time soon. What's Breathe about anyway? What's the story behind that?
Breathe came about, I've had two little ones over the last few years, so I've got two kids, and the idea for the song popped into my mind whilst I was doing a feed at sort of 3 a.m. blurry-eyed and half asleep, and it was just, you know, it was just kind of standing there feeding my son. It was just the thought of life, you know, and the sort of wonders of life and the process of life. And as the kind of lyric says, you know, it's all those little milestones. So your first breath, your first step, first word, first day at school, you know, marriage, jobs, family, all that kind of thing. And so it's just the circle of life, basically, behind, you know, that's the idea of it. So, so that's that.
I was going to say, it amazes me how, I mean, I remember the days of doing night feeds. I can sympathise with you there, and I think you're marvellous for doing that. Well done, you. But it amazes me how you can sit there and think about lyrics, and all I did was think about, when am I going to get back to bed? So well done, you.
Now, Nick, we've picked up on an accent or a dialect. And I kind of have read up about you. Actually, it was my lovely producer, Alex, who sits across the way, and he picked up on it. South African?
Yes, that's right. Well done.
So you're originally...
It is in there. Now that you've said it.
Yes. Yeah, it's... So, with your music, I'm guessing, has South Africa had an influence on the music that you are producing and writing?
It must have done. So I grew up there, yes. I left South Africa when I was 17. I lived in the States for a while, and then I've been in the UK since 2008. Hence why the accent has changed quite a bit.
Yeah, it is a mix, but we kind of plucked it out a little bit, we could hear.
So where do you prefer, then? Where do you prefer? Do you prefer South Africa, the States, or UK?
The UK has very much become my home now. You know, I'm set up here with my career and family and everything, so it's definitely home. But obviously, having grown up in South Africa, that is also my home, my roots. And I get to still go over to the States and play, which is great. And I love playing over there, but they've all got their thing, but the UK is my home now.
Where do you find it sort of easiest to make your music? Which country do you find is best?
I think in terms of major cities, you know, London, LA, New York, you know, those kind of places are obviously where it's all happening. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's any easier, because there's obviously a lot more competition. I think if you've got a passion for it and you know, hopefully you're good enough, then you're going to make it work and happen.
Absolutely.
Wherever you are, kind of thing.
So what's next for the band anyway? Is there any touring opportunities, festivals, or gigs you're playing?
Touring, trying to tie up, our biggest challenge is just kind of tying up our schedules and people's availability. So we've all got a few commitments over the next few months, but we've got a cool gig at the 100 Club in London happening on Tuesday, the 28th of January. With the main artist is Ainsley Lister, who's a household blues artist here in the UK. So that's going to be fun. So we're looking forward to doing that, and we're going to be playing, you know, most of the tracks from the album there. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to work on what will become the second album. We're going to start work on that in Feb, March. Obviously, it will be released much later when it's all finished. But that's kind of what we're focusing on. And, we're going to be looking to book festivals and things over the summer and whatnot.
So you're busy. You've got lots planned. You're definitely a name to watch. And I think you've kind of had the best experience. I mean, you must be incredible on stage.
You know, you've having come from the West End and then performing on stage with certain artists. I think I read like Adele and Alice Cooper and Brian May. I don't know whether I'm, but you know, as session musicians, that's... you've all kind of played on stage with these types of artists. And
yeah, it's great. No, we've been very lucky in our various careers. Adele, Steve, our keyboardist, worked with her for quite a long time. Brian May and Alice Cooper were performances in town in the West End. Okay. But I very fortunately get to play with 10cc quite a bit.
Brilliant.
And Tony Hadley every now and again covering guys. So fantastic. Yeah, so it's great. And we get to do some fun stuff.
Okay, well, we're going to have to kind of love you and leave you in a few seconds, but we're going to play out with Sign of the Times. But before we do, just give us a little bit of background on that track.
Sure. Okay, so Sign of the Times, without getting too political, is it's just about, you know, the last few years, as we all know, the world seems to have gone a bit crazy. And I think it's just the sort of idea that I think social media and the internet have had an impact on the political world, and that's really what the song is about. We're in a bit of a revolution, and we'll kind of see where it all goes, I suppose.
Brilliant. So here it is, and just quickly, you can purchase their the Kindle Connections full length album now. It's out now on CD. Just go to their website or digitally download iTunes, Spotify, it's there. And check them out on social media. Thank you so much, Nick.
Best of luck.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
Here we are, Sign of the Times.
Gotta leave your life behind and make your way to higher ground. Between your ears is the sign of the times as we try. Check the weather. Too late, the cable's down. You're on your own in this ghost town. Where are all your good friends now? Better lock it down before the bad then come round. Let your big guns out. You're gonna have to fight till the very last round. It's the sign of the times as we try. It's the sign.
Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
If you feel like you're drifting, not knowing which way to go, and every day leaves you stranded on an island on your own. All your life you've been a dreamer, but if those dreams feel long gone, don't wait for something to scare you. Don't wait for your heart to break. No matter what they say, you gotta find your own way. 'Cause time goes so quickly. Just don't. If you're troubled by the past, then just stop and feel the moment, 'cause it's the only thing you hear. But don't live for the weekend or Sunday. Don't just take it.
Jackson line, don't wait. That's a lovely one, isn't it, Mum?
I really enjoyed that. That was just nice and calming.
And of course, they played at the Dixie Fields Festival last July, and they're from Essex, and that's where the festival is based. And actually, on the next show, airing on the 30th of January, our next Sound and Country Vision, we will be speaking to Georgie Thorogood.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, the organiser again, and I think they've got a lot of a lot in the works for this year's.
Yeah, I think I might have to come along this year.
I think you might. It's fantastic. And because it's boutique, it's more intimate and it really, really is a lovely festival. And I'm glad they're continuing it into a second year.
I'm going to have to don the costume and get myself out there.
Yeah, but you can come as you... This is the thing. They're a very accepting bunch. You can come as you are.
Don't spoil things. I'm actually looking forward to getting the outfit out.
What outfit are we talking about? Okay.
Stetson in the boots.
Well, we've come to the end of our... I know, the very first show of 2020. It's been jam-packed as usual and kind of a little bit different to our usual stuff. We've had quite a lot of rock in there as opposed to country, but, you know, everything cross-relates,
doesn't
it? Yeah,
you've gone off on a tangent a little bit on this one, but that's okay.
I would like to dedicate this particular show to my lovely granddad, Malcolm Edwards. It's his birthday on the 26th of January, so, yeah, special shout-out to him. And I know he needs it at the moment.
He sure does.
Yeah. Thank you to Charlie Capper. We love him, don't we, Mum? He's great.
Good old Charlie.
And thank you to Nick Kendall as well for coming on the show. It's great to speak to you guys. Thank you, Alex, as well as ever. He's keeping quiet. He's sitting there quiet. And thank you, Mum.
That's the most quiet Alex has been all this this whole show, actually. The listeners out there don't realise.
No, we've been chatting away. We have been chatting away.
And thank you for having me on, darling.
Oh, you're welcome. It's becoming a regular thing. But we're going to play out with an old Dominion tune, one of their latest. I really, really like this one. And it's called One Man Band. Thank you to the listeners as well. And of course, you can tune in on the 30th of January too for the second edition of Sound and Country Vision of 2020.
Been flying solo for so long. Nobody's singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't want to be a one-man band. Chase every high with you. Count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. You carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. 'Cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying. We'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. 'Cause I don't wanna be a